Orillia City Councillors will be debating several key topics as part of its 206-page agenda at Monday's council meeting. Among the many items up for discussion include the state of Orillia's hospital, bus stops, renting out council chambers and a plea to resurrect plans for a refrigerated skate trail at Centennial Park. Orillia Soldiers, Memorial Hospital Renewal Plan. The president, CEO of Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, OSMH, Carmen Stumpo, will make a deputation to council that stresses the city's hospital building is at the end of its life. To date, $120 million is needed to repair deficiencies. Some patient care areas were previously mothballed, as they did not meet Infection Prevention and Control Canada standard and lacked the appropriate space to support patient care. Out of necessity, these spaces have been reopened for patient care, reads the report to be presented Monday. The report shows various parts of the aged structure were built in 1920, 1952, 1965, 1972, 1982, and the UR entrance area was built in 2006. The majority of the building is between 50 to 100 years old. At the same time, OSMH had the highest occupancy rate for medium and large-sized hospitals, according to Ontario Hospital Association, over the past 3 years. Stumpo will discuss plans for both hospital development and a new hospital for Orillia. All-day bus stop at Lakehead University. Council will also be discussing the potential for an all-day Orillia transit bus stop at Lakehead University, as part of the West Ridge, via Old Barrie Road, route. The Transportation and Parking Working Group is requesting a staff investigation and report. Currently, the route in question only services the on-campus stop after 5:45 p.m. and riders are required to walk to a stop on the northbound side of West Ridge Boulevard. During all other service hours, reads the group's report. The West Ridge, via Old Barrie Road, route runs from the terminal via Mississauga Street and services Westmount Drive North, Arthur Street, Woodside Drive neighborhood before heading to West Ridge via Old Barrie Road. The route returns to the terminal via Coldwater Road in 30 minutes. The West Ridge, via Coldwater Road, route services the on-campus stop all operational hours of the day. This route runs from the terminal to Walmart, south on West Ridge Boulevard and back to the terminal via Mississauga Street West in 30 minutes, notes the report. Artificial ice rink back on the radar. Councillor Tim Lauer will introduce an inquiry motion at Monday's meeting, seeking his peers' support to have staff look into the feasibility, estimated costs and logistics of establishing an outdoor artificial ice surface, both covered and uncovered, as well as updating the existing skate trail plan for Centennial Park. Lauer is also seeking an updated costing for the refrigerated trail project to be considered as part of the city's 10-year capital plan. In consecutive budget cycles a few years ago, then-Mayor Steve Clark unsuccessfully tried to get council's support to build a refrigerated skating trail at Orillia's Waterfront Park. Renting council chamber at a discount. Council will discuss the possibility of renting out the council chambers, which seats up to 150 people, at a discount to educational groups including classes from Lakehead University. The idea follows an inquiry motion put forward by councillors Jay Fallis and Janet Lynn Durnford. Currently, the business hour fee for weekdays is a flat rate of $253 for up to 4 hours. Nonprofit organizations can rent the chambers weekdays for $42. There are also night and weekend rental fees for both profit and nonprofit organizations. The space has been requested by Lakehead officials for potential classrooms for courses including Democracy in Education or Social Differences in Education for the 2025-2026 academic year. The council meeting takes place Monday at 2 p.m. in the council chambers at 50 Andrew Street South. The public is welcome to attend.